Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the NICD and professor emeritus of virology at Wits University. Good afternoon to you, Prof.
Good afternoon, Simon. Am I coming through clearly?
You are indeed, but not just you. We're all having technology issues today. Prof, so the question today is that you're going to tackle is how society responds to pandemics.
Yeah, I just thought I'd kind of mention some words of wisdom from a very good friend and colleague of mine, because I can't claim originality. My friend and colleague, Professor Salim Abdul Karim, Slim Karim, who I've worked with for the past quarter century, 25 years. And he told me, you know, we're talking about the COVID pandemic. And he says, you know, society in general, when it's in a crisis like this, a crisis of a pandemic, which is, of course, very, very traumatic, very, very penetrating into people's lives. How do they respond in general terms? Are we talking about very general? It's just like three things how society corresponds. The first one is that they look to conspiracy theories, and these conspiracy theories kind of start springing up, mainly from science fiction, that the vaccine will change your DNA, that Bill Gates has implanted little microchips because he wants to keep tabs on you, and so on. And some of them, yeah, they sound very far-fetched. But, you know, sometimes, and there's been a lot of them have been seen to be, you know, very kind of seemingly reputable people kind of spouting these conspiracy theories. Let me give you one extreme example. There's Luc Montagnier. You might know the name, Luc Montagnier. He was the discoverer of the HIV virus in 1983 and won a Nobel Prize. And he said, I don't know if I should broadcast this, but what he said that, you know, in 20 years' time, everyone who's had the vaccine is going to die, because it's going to cause a long-term illness. And look, this is nonsense, by the way. Let me tell you, but I'm just kind of mentioning it. So some of these things come from pseudo-reputable sources. The second thing, conspiracy is the first thing. Second thing is people look at miracle drugs and miracle cures. You know, first of all, remember it was chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine. Now then became ivermectin, you know, things which are miracle drugs, colchicine, and various others. And in fact, their vaccines also looked at as a miracle thing. You know, once you start vaccine, that's the end of the pandemic. It will just switch off. And we know it's really not like that. You know, the vaccine needs to, well, you know, I think I've spoken about the complexities of vaccines rolled out. It's not just simply that you get vaccine, now you're protected. You vaccine enough people, that's the end of the pandemic. It's not going to work quite like that. And then the third thing is the blame game. It's not us. Why are we afflicted with this kind of illnesses? There's loss of life. There's illness. There's people hospitalized. There are people losing their livelihood. Who do we now kind of blame? And, you know, these three things are really kind of part and parcel of the stress of a crisis like this COVID crisis. I think all these three things you're seeing now and again, particularly as the pandemic goes on, as people are starting to get so tired and fatigued and fed up with this pandemic, and also how it's affected everybody's lives and livelihoods. So I just thought I'd just kind of just talk about that. I kind of thought about it today when I was doing some of my work on COVID.
No, we're very grateful for that, Prof. And each of those three issues that you mentioned, conspiracy theories, miracle cures, blame games, I think we all know exactly what you're talking about. As always, Professor Shoup, thank you for chatting to me. And we will wrap up the week tomorrow, you and I.
Great. Thanks, Simon. All the best.